Jeff Blank Bennett joined here today by Brianna Whitrock, of course, of the Kemper Knights. She's going to be continuing her education as well as her volleyball career at Briarcliff. Brianna, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making the decision and the announcement last week.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Let's start first. Your love of the game of volleyball, where'd that come from?
It started in like fourth grade. Well, I had always played rec league before that since I was little. But in fourth grade, there was tryouts for the Thunder team led by Keith Stickrod. And that just really sparked my love for volleyball. The practices were fun. The tournaments were fun. Being able to do it with your friends, we just really had fun. And with a good coach, he made the love for volleyball grow more and more while also improving our skill level.
So when you were playing rec league ball, did you start with volleyball because of a family member, or who kind of got you involved? Was it friends? Who got you involved in volleyball when you were young?
Well, my mom just kind of asked, like, hey, like, do you want to do this with every other sport? And I heard some of my friends were also going out, and I just tried it out, see if I would like it.
And that love has just continued to grow. Where do you feel you've gotten better here in the last couple of years as a volleyball player?
In high school specifically, throughout my hip journey with that, with my torn hip labrum.
Yep.
It really taught me to fight through the hard times, and the fact that I could be in so much pain and still love the game, even though it hurt me to play. And then getting the surgery and feeling so much better after really made the love just grow even more.
So are you 100% healthy? I don't want to talk to you much about your injury because I'm sure it's not something you want to talk about, but do you feel like you're 100% healthy now?
Yeah, I am. It doesn't hurt at all. I feel my strength coming back. I'm getting muscle back. It feels really well.
Are you 100% recovered yet, or how close are you?
I am 100% recovered.
Good for you. Congratulations. What's it like to play pain-free? Because you were our player of the year, if I remember right, a year ago in pain. Now what do we expect from you if you're pain-free?
Yeah, just being able to play more and more games. Because even mentally, being in pain, it was so hard. And now I'm just going to be more into it and giving even more effort.
So I got to ask, you're a great all-around player. You hit the ball well. You can play back row. You can serve. What is your favorite part of the game? Is it hitting, blocking, defense? You know, what stands out for you as the favorite part of the game for you individually?
It really varies between games. It depends on the team. I love every part of it. It's just so fun. I love that I get to do it around my friends, and that we all have such a great bond, because some teams don't have that. Like, we're all friends, and then we all become closer and closer, which also helps our team chemistry and us being able to work together.
Did that bond,
being able to enjoy those fun moments.
Did that bond develop because you played Thunder together when you were younger?
Partially, I think, yes. Just already knowing that we played together, that comfort level, but then also still playing with new people.
You guys got a ton of talent coming back this year. What's the expectations for Kemper Volleyball?
I think there are high expectations for us, and I think we'll be able to exceed them. I think we're going to be really good this year.
Well, I am looking forward to it. Let's turn the corner here real quick and talk a little bit about the recruiting process. When did you start hearing from coaches, and who were some of the first coaches and programs that started making contact with you or Coach Wintermote?
It started beginning of summer, maybe. And there were schools from all over. I mean, there were some from Iowa, Florida, Washington. They were just all over. And even some schools reached out for the sport of rowing, and I had never even heard about that before.
Is it a little overwhelming to all of a sudden start getting a bunch of DMs and text messages and emails? And I don't know if they still mail things to you in the mail or not these days, but to kind of get that flood of stuff all of a sudden to start coming in.
Yeah, it just really came out of nowhere. And then I didn't know what to say to some coaches, like inviting me to camps or something. And then I had to ask my mom, I was like, well, could we go to this? Or what do I say back? Like, how do I say no almost? Like, I felt bad for not giving them an opportunity almost.
How did you kind of, you know, weed through all of the different invites and scholarship offers and everything else, you know, and letters that you were getting to kind of figure out who you did want to visit and where you might want to go?
I saw the school, and then I looked it up online just to see the campus, like what kind of vibe it was, the student population, just to kind of get a bigger idea before I had to travel hours on end and just see which one kind of just hit me.
Did you give a serious look to any of the out-of-state ones, you know, like you were talking Washington, Florida, or did you want to stay closer to home? Was that part of the process for you?
I'm a homebody. I like being somewhat close to home. So I kind of stayed more in the Iowa area. I looked into Florida somewhat for rowing a little bit, but then I realized volleyball was what I enjoyed more. And so I stayed close to Iowa, and I chose a school not too far from home.
What was it about rowing in Florida that made you look into it? Well, as you said, you had never rowed before.
Just hearing that about rowing, I was like, wanted to try it out, just see what it's about. And who doesn't want to live in Florida?
Right.
That would be so fun. So I just decided to test it out, see if I would like it.
What schools did you kind of break it down to as far as volleyball of here's the schools I want to travel to, and then did you make a trip to each of those campuses?
I wanted to visit DMAC, Coe, and Briarcliff. Those were my more top ones just because the coaches reached out more and they felt more like we'd have a personal connection and they'd actually get to know me.
What were those trips to those campuses like, and what were some of the conversations with the coaches like?
Briarcliff, I got to campus. They met me outside of my car. They were waiting for me to get there. It really just felt homey and that they were going to care about me and my health and my well-being at school and during volleyball. The campus is super pretty. Everything was closed and organized. I felt like I knew where I was going at the end of the visit after my first day being there. I got to talk to the girls in the locker room, and they were all so sweet. It felt like it wasn't awkward at all to talk to them, even though I had never met them, and they're older than me, so it kind of felt like scary almost because I didn't know what they were like or how welcoming they would be to someone new. But they were so welcoming, and it helped me become more comfortable with them right away. And even the coaches were so nice and made sure that I was happy during my visit.
Did you?
DMAC was a smaller campus. The coach was still so nice. One of the girls gave me the tour around the campus and their dorms. And that was also a really good visit.
So then, as far as campuses and everything, what was kind of the determining factor and what were you looking for in a campus that you were really excited about?
I wanted to be a part of a bigger town, but also still have that small town feeling within the campus. Like Briarcliff is in Sioux City, so you have that bigger town and you can go out and do more things and there's more things to look at or shop and even eat. And then the campus still feels small and homey without having to know a million people.
When you decided on Briarcliff, You mentioned earlier before the interview that, you know, the program you want to go into, they have, and you don't have to transfer somewhere else. How much did the education part of it kind of go into what you loved about Briarcliff?
The education did have a big factor into it. I got a visit with one of the teachers in the major I'm looking into, and she was so nice, and she explained the whole program to me and how it would be, what I needed to take, and just really made sure that I knew that the teachers have a one-on-one connection with the students and actually get to know them. And with Briarcliff, 85% of the students are student athletes. So they're able to work around our sporting schedules and are open to giving extensions if needed. And they're just really able to know us on a personal level.
When you reached out to the coaches there at Briarcliff to tell them that you were coming, what was that conversation like?
I had a couple of visits after Briarcliff, and I texted them. I was like, I have a couple more visits, but at the end of this week, like, I'll have a decision. Because I really did fall in love with Briarcliff after that visit. I just wanted to make sure I was set on my decision. I texted them and I said, I would love to accept the offer that they gave me, and I could not wait to be a part of their Charger family.
And what did they say?
They were so happy. They were like, we can't wait for you to become part of our family. We'll start the recruiting process right now. Like, get pictures sent in, get information sent in, and they'll get the letter of intent sent over as soon as possible.
So have you discussed much with them what a role for you could be? I know you're going to be going in after this year as just a freshman, but where do they see you being able to fit in and help the program?
They see me as possibly starting middle or working on going to outside hitter, and then possibly also still playing a back row position. So still possibly all the way around, or more on the outside.
Where do you feel you need to improve to be ready for that next level?
Just really get strong and comfortable with the new people, and just talk loud right away, because it's scary being loud and talking to people that are older than you and new people, especially for me. But they made it so easy to talk to right away that I'm not too worried about that, and just really becoming a part of the team, because girls really do build you up.
Let's talk a little bit about the education. You mentioned they have your program. What do you want to go into, and what do you want to do with that in the future?
I want to major in exercise science and then possibly go into a physical therapy program afterwards. It's a 3-year program that most schools don't have right on campus, and you have to transfer to a different school after your first 4 years. And it's right on campus. It's the same teachers as I would have getting my major in exercise science already, so they'll already know me and know how I am as a student. So we'll already have that connection.
Well, I tell you what, Brianna, it's been a ton of fun. I can't wait for this senior season for you. Congratulations on signing with Briarcliff. They're getting a tremendous young lady and an outstanding volleyball player as well. So thank you for the time here today. We'll see you here soon with the volleyball season right around the corner. And again, congratulations.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Brianna Wittrock again with the Kemper Knights. Again, she is headed to Briarcliff to continue her education as well as her volleyball career.